Welcome to Data Science Now, a podcast by Cluster, about the latest trends in data science with your host, Fabio Vasquez. On today's episode, we'll talk about business understanding and its important role in the data science workflow. Follow us on social media at Cluster Team. This is Data Science Now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth session of Data Science Now. I'm very excited to be here with you again. Please remember that all of these episodes are for you to watch on YouTube at the Cluster channel. And you can also watch all of this or hear all of this on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts as a podcast session. The idea of today is to talk about business understanding in data science. This is a very important topic, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you understand the context of the problems you're trying to solve in data science. Before touching the point on business understanding, I think we need to understand why is data science important in a business scenario. So data science, in my take, it is a scientific field. Not for everyone, that's the case. I know that. And because it's a scientific field, we're embedded in a system where we have to follow the method of science. That means you need to perform observations, you need to collect data, you need to create hypotheses, you need to test your hypothesis, you need to build experiments, you need to study what you found in your experiments, and then you need to give your conclusions. But something important here is that why is the data science position so close to business right now? And to be able to understand that, there's a great short video by Kirk Bourne. If someday you watch this, Kirk, hello. And in that short video, Kirk exposes that data science is a scientific field, but a very close field for business as well. So it's not just science, it's science applied to business. And in several companies that I've worked for, data science is always close to the computer science team, close to the IT team, and that's okay because a lot of what we do is program. We need to be close to the data. We use SQL, Python, we use programming systems. But I think data science should be embedded in a business scenario where it's not only part of the IT team, it's also part of the business team. Because as we will see in this session, you need to understand the context, and the context of a problem inside of a business will not come only for seeing the data you have. I mean, what you do only is to check the data you have in SQL, perform some queries and see what you have there, you'll have an idea of what you have as information, but that's not enough to be able to solve a real problem. Data science is, again, in my take, a scientific field, but very close to business. Because it's close to business, it's also very close to what the businesses are doing. And that's the second topic I want to touch on. When you do data science, normally you're in a team of people that are working in programming. You use Python, you use Spark, you use whatever, TensorFlow, you have SQL, you have your computers. And sometimes you can get confused about what you're supposed to be doing. Sometimes you get confused that you're not there to just create systems and that's it. You're not only a programmer. The goal that you have as a data scientist is to be able to perform and to create a way for the business to take good decisions. And the goal of good decisions in this case is data-driven decisions. You need to be able to listen to the data you have, the problems you have, and then transform all of that into a data science problem that you can solve. So again, we're in the space of data science that is related to computer science. That's okay. It's also related to the business section. So what do you need to know? In the last sessions, I talk about the math for machine learning. I talk about like programming and Python and all of that. And that's important as well. But the first step in every data science workflow or data mining workflow is understanding the problem you have. Because this is, I mean, if we want to transform this into a scientific field, we need to be certain about what we're trying to solve. And we need to create like a capsule for the problem we're solving. Why do I mean with a capsule? Science is not creating a system that can solve everything at once. You create different things and you have different fields in science that can help you solve different problems. That's why we have physics, we have chemistry, we have biology, we have different fields that solve different problems. The field of data science is a particularly special one because we are embedded in different systems. We need to be aware of the business. We need to be aware of the programming. We need to be aware of the external and internal operations of our company, the financial marketing, and all of these spaces. So this is why it's complicated to be a data scientist right now. So now we have an idea of like where the data science position fits in all this business world. It's time to understand the businesses we're working for. A data scientist can work in different pieces in a business, meaning that it can work from the bottom of the business, trying to understand the raw data you have. Like if you're selling, let's say you sell paper. And if you sell paper, you'll have the raw information of how many people are buying your paper. So a data scientist can be there, can be starting to understand the data you have, and that's it. That's something that you can do as a scientist. You can be in the same process of the paper sale company, trying to understand how to get to people, how to get people to buy your paper. And that's where you're embedded in the marketing team, the financial team, and all of that. You can be embedded in a different position. You can be embedded in the way of how can I make paper in a better way? And then you are enrolled in a manufacturing team because you need to understand the process of creating paper in this example, of course. So you're embedded in the team that's creating the actual product you're selling. You can be embedded in the team that is trying to understand what's the best way of explaining to people what you sell. And that's related to marketing, but that's also related to people trying to explain the psychology of what you do. You can also be enrolled in a position where you manage the team that is doing all of this. You can also be involved in a place where you are very close to the CEO of the company, trying to get the needs, like to understand the needs for your whole team, your tech needs, your theoretical, what theories you need to know, the research team. You can even be involved in the creation of articles and papers regarding all of this. So as you see, we have different ways of applying data science inside of a business. But I think all of these positions have one thing in common. And that thing in common is that they all need to understand the context of two things. First, where's your business standing in the world? And second, when you're solving a problem, what's the context of that problem inside of your business? I want to talk about the first thing. Like trying to understand the business as a whole. Trying to understand a business is not simple, and because you can be part of different places in these business sections that I just mentioned, it can be confusing to find a way of understanding all of these places. Because normally, if you're a data scientist working in data science, I'm a physicist, that's what I studied. I then did an engineering for computer science. And I've worked in banks. I worked for like retail companies, and I didn't study that. I mean, I didn't have all the knowledge that someone who studied an MBA or a biz or something in administration or something like that will know more than me, of course. So when you're presented with a new challenge like that, how can you understand what a business is doing? And this is the way of doing that. Again, this, what I'm going to talk about right now, is a recopilation of different processes and my own experience. If you have a different idea, please let me know in the comments. So this is what I recommend you can do to understand the place of a business in the world. First of all, you'll need to have a lot of meetings. Data science is not be there. It's not being there programming in an empty room with a poster in the wall. That's not it. You need to talk to people. You need to be able to understand what they're doing. So you need to have different meetings, because you will not be an expert in everything. You will not be an expert in the marketing. You will not be an expert in understanding what's the goal of your business. So try to be in as much meetings as possible. And in those meetings, listen, like really listen to what they're saying. The business people, like people that are experts in business, they know what they mean. And they know what they want to see, and they know what they want to do. Maybe they don't know how to get there. That's your goal. That's your work. To like go from their idea to an actual solution. But sometimes, and most of the times, the stakeholders, business people, C-level people, they all know what they want to see and what they want to have in the end of a period of time. So, which type of things you should be aware when you're in these meetings? You should try to listen about what's the goal of a specific department. What's the general goal of the company for the year? What are the KPIs of a specific department in your company? When I mean KPI, I mean key performance indicator. This is going to be important later, so keep that in mind. But in general, a key performance indicator is a way we have to measure a process. Okay? If you want to create a result that can be measurable, you need to have a KPI. And a KPI can be different depending on where is it stored or where is it right now. So when you're there in the meeting, try to listen about like what's the goal of this field, what's the goal of this department, and what are the drawbacks they have at the moment. I think like in general, people know what they're missing or what their problem is. Sometimes they don't know, and that can happen too. But let's take for a moment the idea that they know they have problems. Let's say you're working you're working with a problem in the marketing team of your company. They will say, this campaign didn't perform as well as the last one. We didn't sell enough items as I was supposed to sell. We're not close to the goals of the year. So those stuff like that can help you understand what do they want to solve and what do they want to do. So when you're enrolled in all of these different meetings, and if possible, read the documents you have for like what's the mission of your company, the vision of your company. Read the webpage of your company. Like try to go there and see what they say about themselves. Read the news about your company. And all of these things will start to help you understand in which context your company is in the world. So that's a very general thing I just mentioned. Like understanding the general goals of a company, it's something. And something very different but related is how to get from an idea of a stakeholder or someone in the business into an actual data science problem. And for that, we have several ways. I'm going to discuss two ways in this session. And the first one is by a process developed by Microsoft. It's called the Team Data Science process. The second one is the one that my friend Matt Dancho created, and it's called the Business Science Problem Framework. I do have an article with Matt about the Agile Business Problem Framework. I'm going to leave agility to the end of the session. But it's important that you understand that a lot of these things that are happening in the world right now regarding to the business and how the business work are getting into the Agile world. So let's keep that into sight for a moment. All right. So the first is the team data science process lifecycle. This is a process developed by the people at Microsoft that will help you go from a simple idea in a business or in a meeting into an actual data science problem. Something important that you have to keep in mind that ideas are the drivers of the things that you want to do, but they're not the things that you will be doing. You need to transform those ideas into an actual data science problem. You need to transform the idea into a scientific problem. And you need to be able to create like a whole system around a problem or an idea to be able to solve it. So let me read you very quickly what the people at the team data science process from Microsoft is saying on how can you start transforming these ideas you have into an actual data science problem. The goal for them in their methodology is to specify key variables that are to serve as the model targets and whose related metrics are used to determine the success of your project. So the first, like the goal of this whole data science process in the business understanding section is to find which key variables are going to serve you to build a model in the end, and how can you find metrics that you can use in the future to measure the success of your product. And finally, you want to, as a different goal, you want to identify the relevant data sources that the business has access to or needs to obtain. So I'm not going to talk about a lot about getting data and transforming data. That can be for another session. But something that you have to do in the business understanding stage in your data science process is to be able to understand, okay, you have a problem, but have you measured your problem? Do you know, do you have a way of expressing the thing you're saying that is a problem for the company into a data set? You need to be able to get people to tell you that. And if that's not the case, you will need to build that data set, because you cannot work with ideas in data science. You can work with data. So how to build, and so in the data science process for Microsoft, this is what they say you can do to address these tasks. The first one is to define objectives. How? Working with customer and other stakeholders to understand and identify the business problems. And you have to formulate questions that define the business goals that the data science techniques can target. After that, you need to find relevant data that can help you answer the questions that define the objectives of the project. In the defining the objectives mentioned, they mentioned that the central objective of defining an object is finding those variables I mentioned in the beginning that can lead to a way to a model, and that can lead to metrics that you can associate and to determine the success of a project. When you're defining a project goal and when you're trying to understand a problem from the business, you should be asking questions, but not any questions. You have to ask sharp questions that are relevant, specific, and unambiguous. And this is very important. You want to make sure that you're asking the right questions. Because data science is a process that you need to have numbers and you need to have data to answer the questions. They talk about different types of questions. And let's say you can ask how much or how many if you're thinking this is a progression problem, which category if this is a classification problem, which group if this is a clustering problem. Is this weird? A problem when you're detecting an anomaly? Which option should be taken when you're talking about recommendations? And because you know what models that you can build in the future, you know that this will in the end be a classification or a regression or an unsupervised problem, you need to be asking the question that will lead you to understand, oh, this is a regression problem. We want to get the best cost for our item, or this is a classification problem. We want to find out find out which customer are going to leave or going to stay in the company. Or maybe this is a problem and when you're trying to group people, so you can start building here a clustering algorithm. So when you do all of this, you need to be able to understand who's going to help you in the process of building the solution. And you need to identify those people that will help you in the whole process. I mean, I'm not saying here that you're going to go to one meeting, ask every question, then go to your shell, build everything, and then come out of the shell. That's not going to work. You need to be in constant communication with the people to be able to talk and discuss what your findings are. And they will tell you, okay, that seems fine, that doesn't seem fine, but with something in mind. Data science as a science means that we're looking for knowledge, okay? And we're looking for a way to accumulate knowledge. That also means that we cannot rely entirely on intuition. I have a whole article on intuition in data science and how dangerous it can be to trust your gut for everything. If you really want to be a good scientific person, sometimes you need to get rid of your bias. And you need to be able to solve a problem without your human bias inside of it or without the business bias for it. So let's say in this place, in the team data science process from Microsoft, they're building all of this idea with the idea of understanding which metrics are going to help them build a model and measure the success of a problem. The other part of this is how to identify sources for data. So in this way, one of the questions you can ask is that which data do you think is relevant for the question you're trying to solve? Do you have any measures of the target and features that are related to this? So all of these questions you can start asking to people, they may not know. Business people are not an expert in data scientists. In data science, sorry. So when you ask someone about, do you know which data I can use? Sometimes they're not going to tell you. But they can give you an idea and they can put you in contact with a different person that can help you with that. So in the team data science process, the basic goal is to define objectives, to find key metrics, and to find to define an objective that can help you build your models in the future, and to identify the source of the data that you can use. In the other method I'm going to talk about is the business science problem framework. Again, this was created by Matt Dancho in his company Business Science. Please check that out. He has great courses on data science. This is based on CRISP-DM. CRISP-DM was the standard method for building data mining products for the past 20 years, maybe. So he built something on top of that because he felt that it was going in the right direction, but it was missing some points. So before going into explaining the process of understanding the business inside of the business science problem framework, I want to tell you something that he wrote that is a very interesting topic to think in the beginning. And is what it takes to succeed in data science. What it takes to create a successful data science process. What it takes to create a good data science project that will take an idea from the business to an actual model that can solve the problem in practice. So he says that you need four things. First, you need communication. To effectively pitch a benefit to executives, showing the results that are related to the goals of the organization. This is crucial. You need to be able to explain to the business people what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how this thing you're going to build is going to be beneficial to the company. The only way you can tell someone if it's going to be beneficial for the company is that you understand the company. Okay? When you understand a company, when you understand the goals of a company, then you can go and say, okay, now I understand what they want to see, what they want to do. Now I can tell them how what I'm going to build is going to help in that. Second part is business understanding, which only happens through interaction with the business stakeholders that are closest to the process of our problem. This is what I mentioned in the last 10 minutes. You need to talk about the problem with people that are close to the actual problem, to the departments that are close to the problem that you're trying to solve. Stakeholders, business people, people who are actually inside of the process. I have a question here of the name is Matt Dancho, MattDancho. I think that's it. So it's Matt Dancho. Okay. You can find the webpage is business-science.io. The third thing is that you need planning to align everyone involved with the project scope and plan. Again, this is not a part of business understanding. This is what it takes to succeed to successfully create a project in data science. But as you can see, it contains some pieces of business understanding. And the last thing is a checklist of proven actions that must be considered. So the goal, again, of business understanding and the goal of you, I mean, your goal as a data scientist is to give the business a systematic decision-making mechanism. You want to give them the way of solving problems with data. You need to give them a way to actually take into account what they find in their information through measurement and study. You need to be able to combine that to create an improvement. So let me just read you very, very basic what Matt is talking about when he means business understanding in the business science problem framework. He talks about something called view the business as a machine. Again, when you see the newsletter that I'm going to publish tomorrow, hopefully, I'm going to give all the links to this. So don't worry. I mean, I'm going to be putting all the links there. Make sure to look for my profile tomorrow because the newsletter are in my activity in articles. And in the newsletter, I'm having one for each one of these sessions. I'm putting all the links, material, and more things you want to know. And also the video, like this video, this recording, and also the Spotify link to the podcast. So when you, I mean, why view the business as a machine? To isolate business units, to define objectives, and to be able to understand which outcomes you will be collecting in the end. You need to isolate the business sections that are related to your problem. And you need to define objectives. How? You can go to the team data science process and go from there. After that, you need to understand the drivers. And the key steps there are: investigate if the objectives are being met. Then you need to synthesize the outcomes. And third, you need to hypothesize the drivers. So if you want to understand if, when someone comes to you as data scientist with a problem, it's very likely that they know what they're not doing right. But if they don't know what they're not doing right, you need to help them understand that. And so you need to to investigate if the objectives they have are being met. If not, you need to find a way of synthesizing those outcomes. And then you need to find a way to hypothesize the drivers. In this step, you're not understanding the data and building these dashboards and all of that. No, you can go there and view the data and build basic queries. But the idea of this session here is to be able to try to understand that if from the things you have, can you create a hypothesis that can help you in the process of investigating why the objectives are not being met. After that, you need to measure the drivers. Now that you understand why is this problem happening in this company, you have to collect the data and develop KPIs. If they don't have the right KPIs for you, you need to work with them to develop KPIs, to develop ways of measuring what you're doing. Remember, every data science problem will need in the end to be measurable. You need to talk about things that can be changed in a company. So the only way of doing that is you going into the company, see if they have KPIs of their own. And if not, you can build KPIs with them that can help you measure things and how they're doing in the company. After that, you need to perform and evaluate the performance versus the KPI. What's that? When you're trying to solve a business problem, it's very likely that the people in the business know what they want to get to. So if they wanna sell a million items of this thing, it's because they know that others are doing that, or they wanna make something better than the other people that are doing. So you want to evaluate the performance of other companies, of your company, but in the past, and the company right now. Because in that way, you will be highlighting potential problem areas. And in all of that process, you can review the project to see what you have missed. All of this is a process that is an iteration. You have to iterate and do it over and over again. You want to go back, talk to the business people, do something, show it to them, do it again and over until you are satisfied with what you're doing. So the process of business understanding is a key process in data science, because it's the only way that you can understand what's your business problem and how to transform ideas into business problems, into data science problems. A data science problem is a problem that can be solved with data science. Not every problem can be solved with data science, because not every problem can be solved with physics. Not everything can be solved with chemistry. It depends on the context, and it depends on what you want to do. So when you are, when you're happy, and when you understand what you're doing, when you see, when you have all the KPIs, when you understand the problem of the business, when you understand the goals of your business, when you have all of this in your table, then you can get started and collect the data, transform your information, build the models, and all the things that we're going to cover in other episodes of Data Science Now. Before ending the session, I want to say something, and that is, When you start in a new company or you're consulting in data science, it can be overwhelming because in a very short period of time, you need to understand a lot from a business, and you need to be able to grasp as much as you can from people that have been working there probably for years. It's not simple, but it's possible. And if you follow the recommendations I just gave you in this session, and the ones I'll be putting in the newsletter that I will write tomorrow, it's gonna happen much faster. You're gonna get better results, and you're not gonna build projects that will fail. A lot of data science projects fail because they don't understand the context of a problem. It doesn't matter if you're an expert in machine learning, TensorFlow, deep learning, if you're the best one of computer vision. If you don't understand the business problem and their context, what you're gonna build is not gonna solve their problem. So make sure you understand everything from the bottom to the top. And when you're happy with that, then you can get started and build your programs and systems. Remember that this is only my take, of course, taking stuff from a lot of different people in the data science community. And if you want to read the sources, I'll be putting them tomorrow in the newsletter. With that, it's the I can end the session. Remember that this is going to be published tomorrow as a podcast and also as a video in YouTube. And the newsletter is going to be published tomorrow, where you can have both links and all of these materials I covered in this session and even much more. All of the other sessions and videos and podcasts are on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure to watch them. And please talk to me if you want to see something, if you want for me to cover anything you want to know. You can contact me through LinkedIn or through Instagram or Twitter. And make sure to follow Cluster, because we're going to be putting a lot of this information in our webpage and in the courses that we're going to build for you. Thank you to my team, Eileen, Hazel, Gabriel, the Cluster team, for helping me creating these sessions. And talk to you soon. Make sure to follow us on YouTube. Bye-bye.